Welcome, welcome, everyone. I am so excited to be hosting this wonderful Lifestyle Call Experience owner and founder and owner and founder Dave Sandoval. I am Dr. Dina McGrady. I am a two-star crown with Purium Health Products, and I am madly in love with Purium products. When they fell into my lap, it was just something that changed my life and the life of my family and my patients forever. I am super excited for all of you to meet and hear from the heart of Dave Sandoval tonight in this Purium Lifestyle call. He is going to lay it out on the line. He's going to tell us why Purium Health products are the best in the world. There is no other better nutrition on the planet that you can get. And if you are on this call tonight, then you probably already know that. And I'm super excited to learn from him. His knowledge knows no bounds. And if you've ever heard him speak, then you'll know that you left and you felt like a better person afterwards. So I am super excited to introduce our owner and founder, author of the Green Foods Bible, David Sandoval. Are you on, Dave?
Hi, Dr. Dina. My voice has turned into Amy.
hi, Amy. Yay, we have a little treat tonight.
So I just got a text message about 45 seconds ago that Dave's having a technical difficulty, and if he asked if I could stand in for just a few minutes until he...
Oh, my goodness. Can I introduce you? I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. Founder of the Million Mom Movement. This beautiful-hearted woman has been the blood, sweat, and tears, I could say, about building Purium to what it is today. And she's just been so wonderful. Every single thing in Purium that has integrity and heart is because Amy put her magic into it. So Amy Venner, everyone.
Woo-hoo! Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, we'll see if we can talk a little bit, and hopefully Dave will solve his technical problem and be on the line shortly. But he did text me that, you know, he wanted to share tonight, and as he does every Wednesday night, you know, from his heart and what, you know, the 5-star guarantee. And and I apologize because I am not prepared. I literally just found out 45 seconds ago, less than a minute ago, so I may not hit all 5 points. But what I can tell you from knowing Dave since 1994, so over 22 years, is that, you know, this company is built on passion. This company is built on vision. And this company was built around changing the world. This company was built out of Dave having the wool pulled over his eyes when he was a young man, learning about green foods, learning about how they could heal the world, and then the Japanese pharmaceutical company that he worked for actually lying to the public. So I'm not sure if you're new to Purium or old to Purium and if you've ever heard that story before, but Dave was a young man, had gone through the Ann Wigmore Clinic, had learned how wheatgrass and living foods could heal the body and could take people from a disastrous place in their health to being vibrant and full of life and enjoying being around their family and living again when they were at a place where they just wanted to give up. And he was so inspired by that. He went to work for this Japanese pharmaceutical company that sold a powdered product because he knew out there people would do anything when they were sick or when a family member was sick. They'd pull out all the stops. But as soon as that family member or themselves got to like a place where they were doing better, they stopped doing what dug them out of the hole. And so he said the reason they did that was because it was too hard. It took too much time and it took too much money for them to continue that, to make that part of their lifestyle on an everyday basis. So he found this company that could provide something like that. And he went to work and he took that company's sales from very small to very large in a pretty short period of time. But what he found out is the company lied to him. The owner of the company lied
lied to him about what was in the product. They lied to the public, the American public that he was out there selling to, about the fillers and the binders that they put in that product. And so when he questioned them, so you kind of wonder, well, sometimes if I've, you know, I've asked Dave a question and he doesn't maybe receive the question that well, you know, it comes from, he's so passionate about this. His whole driving principle, the reason this company was even founded is because he was lied to, and he said, I will never lie to my customer. I will never not disclose something on a label. I will go out, and when I say it's a pure food, I mean it's a pure food. So his whole entire being is in the integrity of these products. And so he did that. He found someone that could grow pure and organic food. They could grow this wheatgrass from kamut seed, which is an ancient Egyptian grain that had a higher nutritional profile. It had not been genetically modified. So he, this ancient grain that we could grow this wheatgrass from, and he found the supplier who could, he was an, like almost a scientific madman that could dehydrate the grass without any maltodextrin, without putting any additional carrying agent in it, without putting any binder or any filler, and we could really produce for the world for the first time that they've ever seen a pure product. So when we say integrity is something that we stand for, integrity is what this company was born from. And it was the lack of integrity that Dave experienced, the lack of integrity when he went out and sold customers and said this product is amazing that he used to work for when he was a young salesman. And it was that lack of integrity that hurt him so much that said, I will never do this again. But he lost trust. He lost trust, and so he said, I have to build this. I have to build this on my own, and I have to form the relationships with people, and I have to know. So sometimes he gets a little testy because not everybody realizes the 30 years of diligence, the 30 years of tragedy, the 30 years of triumph that have gone into this. So when he says, my products are pure, my products are pesticide-free, my product, we're moving toward gluten-free anytime we can, our products are additive-free, our products are moving toward kosher, our products are organic anytime possible, it's absolute for him. It's not questionable. It's not salesmanship. It's absolute, and it comes from his heart, and it comes from his entire being. So when I met him in 1994, he had just started out on this journey of going it out alone, and I met him in a trade show. A lot of you have maybe heard my story, how I met him, and so I was so inspired by the personal transformation that I had with my own health and the problem that I had with my skin and the acne and all the other things associated with that. My life changed in such a profound way, and I was so inspired by his passion. He was so convicted for what he wanted to do that he was never going to lie to the public, and he couldn't stand being lied to, and he was going to right that wrong for the world. So when he gets passionate, that is where it comes from. And I was so inspired by that kind of passion that I said, I want to be a part of this. I have to be a part of this. People have to know what is going on. People have to know the truth about food. People have to know the relationship between whole food nutrition, what you're putting in your mouth two or three or four times a day, and how it relates to how you look, how you act, how you feel, how you perform, what kind of person you can be. Because we're all on this journey. We all want to be the very best people we can be. We want to be the best spouses. We want to be the best parents. We want to be the best members of our churches and our communities. But if we feel terrible, how are we going to do that? How are we going to do that? So we've got to treat ourselves right. We have to respect ourselves, but not all of us have time to be as discerning as Dave Sandoval. So Dave Sandoval says, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be the person that goes out there and stakes my name on this, stakes my entire being on this quality statement. And so I'm going to form my own company. I form my own company, and I am putting my name out there on the line, and I'm inviting people to jump on my bandwagon, because my bandwagon is to educate people. My bandwagon is to elevate the decision-making process that people make about food so they can take control of their lives. They can make better decisions. They don't have to sacrifice time with their families or time doing things in the community or time at their job. They don't have to sacrifice a huge percentage of their paycheck to be able to get these quality foods that they need, these living foods, these pure foods, these whole foods that they need on a daily basis. And so that's what we've done. That's literally what he started, he envisioned. I joined him in 1994, and we've dedicated the last 22 years of my life. He's been on this journey almost 30 years. And, you know, it's incredible, incredible the amount of lives that we've been able to impact. It's incredible the number of people on this call who are eager to be on that bandwagon, to go out and sell, not sell this because we're here to make money or we just want to sell a widget. We are not selling a widget. We are selling life-giving foods. We are selling, we are educating, we are sharing with people how they can take control of their own life. We educate themselves, put themselves back in the driver's seat so they can choose the road that they want to travel on. Because, man, I want to travel on the road of health and happiness and well-being. I don't want to go anywhere near. I do not want to detour down that road of sickness and malaise and just not feeling good and not being able to interact with my family and the people I love and the community that I live in. And so being part of Purium, being part of Dave's passion, being part of this organization is just an amazing way to be able to do that, to give that gift, to give that gift of Dave's 30-something years of finding the purest, finding the best. And I'm not saying we're perfect. We're absolutely not perfect as we continue on this journey. We continue to evolve. We continue to learn. We continue to push our industry contacts, push our farming contacts, push our supplier contacts in the direction that we want to see the food supply going. And that's kosher. That's organic. That's gluten-free if possible. That is chemical-free. It's pesticide residue-free. And so now, as we've gained traction, and the reason we have gained traction is because of you, because of all the people on this call and all the people that may not be on this call but listen to the replay and that the people on this call have shared with and influenced, we've gained influence. And so now we have a presence banded together collectively. We have a presence and we can influence and we can push industry in the direction that we want the world to go. And that is transparency, that's education, and putting quality products on the market, whether it's our Purium Health products or offerings at the grocery store, farmers market, health food store, that will further this mission of giving us pure foods, whole foods, living foods, foods that nourish our body and put us on that road to health and happiness. And so I am so proud, so, so proud to be part of that mission and to be right alongside Dave for all these, you know, these 20-something years, really the whole, my whole entire adult life. And so it's kind of interesting. It's kind of funny. And so Dave is kind of moved. He's not fully involved in day-to-day operations on operations on a day-to-day basis. But, man, when Dave comes in, he talks with the sourcing department. He talks with the R&D department. He gets down and he makes sure that everyone that is involved, everyone here that can make a decision, understands what those decision-making criteria are. And they're based on our core values. They're based on customer-oriented. They're based on responsibility. They're based on integrity. And so we together collectively make sure that anyone that has decision-making ability here at Purium knows our heart, knows our vision, knows where we want to go, and they're on board getting us there. So we have a wonderful, committed, great team of people in R&D, in sourcing, in purchasing, in production that have jumped on this bandwagon, that have signed up for this mission, and they're here to facilitate it for you guys, to make it easy and available for you guys to put your reputation and your integrity behind what we do. So it's just, it's something that it's really, really inspiring to see someone be so convicted in what they do in their lifetime work. And that is, you know, quality, and that is integrity, and that is using their influence, whatever it may be, because it can start out small. You know, when we were 20 years ago, our influence was pretty small. We didn't have a bandwagon. We didn't have a lot of resources.
We we had a wagon, but it was more of a little red wagon than a bandwagon.
Yes.
and you know, the funny thing is that, like Amy was saying, when we came into the industry, every green plant powder, that came like wheatgrass and broccoli powder, whatever it might be, was at right about 50% of something that wasn't wheatgrass or broccoli. It was an additive, a binder, a filler, an excipient. If it was wheatgrass, it probably had all the fiber left in it. And we raised the standards on every single thing that we put our fingers on. And that's not bragging. It's that we saw a higher standard than the industry was ready to accept, and we fought for it. I want to give them one example before you give our 5 points, Amy, is the industry used to pasteurize everything. Everything, forget living food. There was no living food. There was no living nothing. Every ingredient had to essentially be dead, or you couldn't sell it, because they thought if it had bacteria, it meant that it was bad. So kombucha, sauerkraut, things like that, you'd never be able to sell them in a powder, because people say, well, if those same bacteria that are really good in something wetter in a powder, they're bad. We didn't understand why. So Amy and I fought and fought and fought to have the standards raised to where entire companies, entire store chains, an entire industry began to accept that living food that has not been pasteurized has a lot of bacteria, but they're friendly bacteria. They're good bacteria. They're not bad bacteria, but a living plant has bacteria. And remember, Amy, when everything had to come back NDT, none detected, right? And mm-hmm. and for below 10,000, 10,000 is essentially dead. When you take one bite out of an apple and it has 100 million bacteria, below 10,000 is essentially dead. And so we fought to change that standard. We introduced, you know, Kamut out of nowhere. We introduced activated barley out of nowhere. We were probably the first company I know of to commercially promote, that's right, coconut oil. I wanted to sell it as a weight loss aid because of something I had learned in phytochemistry. I had no idea it had all these other amazing benefits. Those came along later. But we have been innovators, and we have been standard bearers. And that's continuing so boldly into the future, and it's because of the things we do, like the bio bag, excuse me, the Terra bag, biodegradable bag, and these other.
I'm wondering.
So let's. Hey,
Dave.
You know, go through those 5 points and give a little bit of explanation of what each one of them mean, if you have another minute to stay with us on the call. So let's start with the one that we're working on more and more now, because our customers are starting to demand it on the East Coast in Florida, and that's kosher. Now, kosher is a standard that could be easily obtained if you go with what many like to call fly-by-night organization, or it could be very difficult to obtain if you go with the top two organizations, which, Amy, correct me, are they Organized Kashrut and the Orthodox Union?
It's OK, which is the Organized Kashrut, and Orthodox Union, which is the OU, are the two kind of gold standards, that's the highest standard in the industry.
And so we choose to use one of those two, whichever, you know, is needed.
Okay.
Time or applicable. Oh, Circle K is the one that we've got.
Circle K.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Yeah. So OK is amazing. They're, like I said, they are considered the gold standard. And that means that they have to meet very high standards. You can't have anything mixed in a blender. You know, the blenders have to be clean to exacting standards. It has a whole list of qualifications. You know, there can't be anything with alcohol or anything with meat or, you know, et cetera. So extremely high standards. And they are not necessarily higher than the standards we currently hold. It's just that all the way down the line from the farm to the processor, to our warehouse, to our processing, there has to be kosher certification. Now, our warehouse, our processing, our packaging is all meeting those standards, and it's verified. Our suppliers oftentimes meet those standards and exceed them, but they have not paid for and for some reason are not willing to get that standard. So we're starting to trade them in for people who make equal quality products and help us to produce equal quality herbal extracts. But, you know, sometimes that person doesn't think it's that important to have a, you know, a rabbi come in, and they're not as willing to pay the money to have that done. And so we're working hard. But I would say of all of our products, the standard that we meet maybe 10% of the time, maybe more than that now, is going to be kosher, but I assure you that the qualities of kosher are there, but the certification may not always be. But we aspire eventually to have more and more and more kosher products. And Amy, would you like to add anything to kosher?
Well, I would like to say that all the new offerings that came out at convention were kosher. So the gluten-free power shake, the lemon and original spectrum greens, the caramel apple daily fiber, those are all kosher products. So we
is a commitment. That's a commitment to a standard, Amy. I'm sorry, but that's really awesome. Thank you for that.
Mm. Cool.
Let's go on to our next standard, which would be organic, certified organic. Tell them a little about what organic means.
Well, you know, in the 90s when we first started doing this, organic was wild and free, and there was a lot of deception with people just saying organic on the label. You know, we were at the forefront of the certified organic movement. I remember in 1995, 1996, we were with a company called OCIA, which is one of the, on the forefront of the certification process. This was way before the USDA stepped in to regulate, and they only stepped in because there was so much fraud in the industry. So I don't remember the year exactly when the USDA stepped in, but we were certified organic long before the USDA stepped in, and have maintained our organic status all throughout those years. We've now switched to QAI, which stands for Quality Assurance International, and you know, we've been with them for a long time. There's a rigorous audit trail that we have to go through. There is spot inspections that we are subject to. There's all types of regulations that we are held accountable to, and our suppliers are held accountable to, and industry is held accountable to, so that when you see that USDA little green round seal, that you can be sure that the manufacturers that are working under that seal are all working under that in a uniform manner. And that obviously means non-GMO. So we were non-GMO before there was ever a non-GMO verification project. Certified organic always dealt with non-GMO, chemical-free, pesticide-free. There's many, many, many regulations that you must go through before you can obtain a certified organic certificate, and we're very proud that we, you know, participate in that program.
And the percentage of our products that are certified organic, I would say, is growing by the day. I mean, literally, not a week goes by that we haven't had another certified organic product. Now, we're very proud of the fact that we have partnered with 200 farmers in Thailand who are helping us begin to produce, and it'll be available before Christmas, a certified organic rice bran solubles, which will allow the Power Shake to become certified organic as well. Remember, it's always been pure, chemical-free, gluten-free, all of that. But certified organic was not possible because it just simply wasn't available in the world. We demanded and told our suppliers that if they did not help us create a certified organic version, we would find an alternative partner who could do that for us. And they stepped up to the plate. It took them a year and a half. They stepped up to the plate and they made that happen. So Amy and I are pushing the envelope, and that next is gluten-free, Amy. Gluten-free is a standard. It's a measurable standard. Could you let people know what that means, gluten-free?
So the legal definition of gluten-free is less than 20 parts per million of gluten, and that is what the FDA recognizes as a standard as gluten-free. And so we test here on site. We use also third-party laboratories, you know, to validate our laboratory practices and our results, that the products that we stamp with a gluten-free, so the Power Shake, the Spectrum Greens, the new Daily Fiber, actually all products that were launched at convention were also launched gluten-free, as well as the kosher. So we're very proud of that. We're very conscientious of that. And in our research and development process, you know, that is the goal, because we want to respond to the marketplace and respond to the needs of consumers by cutting the gluten out, you know, to, and the obvious health benefits of that.
Fantastic. And then, you know, when we go to non-GMO, well, now that's the widest blanket. None of our products are GMO. We are, you know, really, really proud of that. So, you know, like I said, none of our products are GMO. A significant amount of our products are gluten-free and organic. A significant number of our products are becoming kosher. And another standard we meet all the time, and that's purity. Purium stands for pure and premium. We've already talked about the premium. Those are those other standards. The pure stands all by itself. We don't use binders, fillers, excipients, preservatives, additives, coloring agents, flowing agents, genetically modified organisms, homogenized organisms, irradiated ingredients. None of that will you find in our food. No artificial colors, sweeteners, etc. It's all real. Real food for real people. And that's what it's all about. Oh, really? I didn't mean to throw the really in there, but I'm going to take it. So, real food for real people, you know, and we love that. And so we have this quality assurance. We have this standards that we seek to meet on every level. And if at times we don't, it's because that ingredient is not available, not because we refuse to use it. So we always are doing the very best we can. We always are meeting you guys where you need to be met, which is where you are on your pathway to perfect health. So, Amy, it's amazing to have you on the call tonight. Thanks for bailing me out as my phone died on me. And I realized I was using the wrong charger, one that I knew was bad, but looked exactly like one that I knew was good.
Ah, don't throw those away.
I did. It is now gone. So anyhow, thank you for that. I think it was a blessing to everybody listening and a beautiful surprise for you. So I want everybody to show Amy the way that we show appreciation on these Wednesday night calls,